And now it's time to meet your neighbors.
I like my neighbors. I like my neighbors. I like them a lot.
KALW's Nina Morente is a bit new to San Francisco, but there's one place in the city where she feels at home. On some Monday nights, she'll go out to the DNA Lounge in the Soma District to revel in the subculture known to most outsiders as goth. In this segment of our series, Meet Your Neighbors, she brings us into the night spot called Death Guild, which some consider to be the longest-running goth club in the country.
A group of people dressed in black and wearing platform boots are smoking cigarettes near the corner of 11th and Harrison. For someone just passing by, it could be an intimidating scene. But they're not causing trouble. They're actually standing outside what is quite possibly the most tolerant and accepting nightclub in San Francisco.
We get people in business suits. We get people in, preppy clothes. We get people in gothic clothes. We get people in fetish clothes. It's basically anything you can dream of, it comes here.
Brian Von Reber checks coats at Death Guild and says he's been here since its very first night in 1992. The club started as a showcase for alternative music, but now the genres can loosely be described as goth, industrial, noise, and weird stuff. For Von Reber and many others, Death Guild is a family where, if you can find your groove, you definitely belong, especially if you're a person who isn't used to fitting in.
The people that have been coming for a long time, we're all sort of broken machines in to varying degrees, and we can relate to each other. I mean, some of us are slightly broken, some of us are really broken, but we come here and we don't feel quite as broken. We see people that we know and we like, or we meet new people and we hear music that we like, and we can dance and sort of forget about everything that made us broken.
When you walk into the DNA Lounge, you'll notice that it's dark, almost foggy. The music is loud and it's pulsing. It could seem chaotic, but it feels actually safe. Guys aren't constantly hitting on girls, and everybody seems to have an inherent sense of space. People dance on a stage, and a suspended balcony surrounds the perimeter. The vibe creates a sort of collective energy. People dance with finesse and grace at Death Guild. It's cathartic, but honestly, it takes a while to get used to. Colin Barton is a regular at Death Guild.
There's two major types of music that get played here. Classic goth, which is everything from 80s to modern, also often called swirly goth, and industrial, which is aggressive, pounding electronic music. I'm mainly an industrial dancer, so some people like to swirl around in outfits from the 80s to the swirly goth, and some people like to wear more military and industrial-inspired outfits and stomp around, and I'm one of those.
So that's actually a way of dancing, being swirly and stompy.
Well, these terms have very practical purposes. If you look at the people on stage, some will be, like, swirling back and forth, and some will be stomping around. And, of course, there's quite a bit more nuanced each than that, but to a casual observer, they look exactly like what they sound like.
It sounds unnerving at first, but really, the people at Death Guild go out of their way to connect with both regulars and newcomers. Nobody at the club acts dismissive, and that's possibly because the people who go to Death Guild aren't normal clubgoers. Some are shy, some are misanthropic, and many liken themselves to being nonconformist. For them, this is the only place where they can be assured to talk with other people in a friendly environment. One of the guys creating the mood here is DJ Decay, or DK, a tall and broad figure with a partially shaved head and red-colored braids cascading down his back. He wears black boots and a black sweater, and usually you'll see him jumping back and forth between the ticket booth and the main stage.
My name is David King. I am the founder and promoter and DJ for Death Guild, one of several DJs for Death Guild. I am also the night manager for DNA Lounge, so I'm pretty much here anytime we're open. When you love someone.
King bought the club in 1992. He says there's an ongoing debate with the place in London over which is the oldest goth industrial club in the world.
There's been debate that the Slimelight has been going longer than Death Guild has, but as far as having a cohesive night that has been consistent, on a weekly basis throughout the years, I think Death Guild has them beat.
The way King runs it, the environment is intentionally low-key, and he doesn't care for stereotypical labels.
So many names that people have come up for to isolate themselves or separate themselves from everybody else. I look at Death Guild as something that encompasses anything that is alternative.
In fact, King has put his philosophy down on paper, writing an unfinished history of Death Guild.
It was home for the dispossessed, the oppressed, the truly absurd in mind and appearance, those who didn't give a damn and just wanted to dance, gothic, industrial, and alternative 80s all night, or to those who wanted to drink all night to forget, and even some who wanted to remember. We had everyone from the subcultures represented. It was a sanctuary to those who sought such.
The black-clad smokers out front of the DNA Lounge are part of a 20-year-long anti-authoritarian tradition at Death Guild. But don't let the dark goth atmosphere throw you. This is a club that's for everyone. In San Francisco, I'm Nina Morente for Cross Current.